Hello again. You're with the news at one, and we can get more now on our main story this lunchtime. Another search in connection with the disappearance and murder of schoolboy Kyron Dernan. Gardaí say a technical and forensic examination is underway at a house in Drogheda. In a statement, they said the purpose of the search was to discover any evidence which might provide us with information as to Kyron's current whereabouts or what happened to him. Our northeast correspondent Mark O'Driscoll is in Drogheda. Mark, it's 4 months now since Gardaí first spoke about the investigation into the little boy's disappearance. Will you remind us of what's known?
Yes, Rachel. Well, last August, a missing persons report was filed at Drogheda Garda Station in relation to Kyron Dernan, and Gardaí were told he was last seen in the town 2 days beforehand. However, during the course of this inquiry, information came to light that led detectives to suspect that Kyron, who would now be 8 years old, had been missing for longer than 2 days. And then last October, the missing persons case was upgraded to murder. Now, Gardaí established that Kyron had previously lived at a house on Emer Terrace in Dundalk for a number of years, and they searched it and an adjoining area of open land as part of their murder investigation last October. Gardaí said at the time that the current tenants were in no way connected to Kyron or his disappearance. And now, to date, two people, a man and a woman, have been arrested on suspicion of the schoolboy's murder. Both were released without charge. And last December, two further searches took place at houses in Drogheda. The man who was arrested in December as part of the investigation and questioned by Gardaí before being released without charge was later found dead at his house in Drogheda. Now, he was named as Anthony Maguire, and his house and its adjoining garden were the subject of what Gardaí described at the time as an intrusive search. Then the woman that I mentioned, she was aged in her 20s and had been abroad for a period of time before she was arrested in Ireland on suspicion of Kyron's murder. And it's understood that she's known to Kyron and has been a person of interest in the case for some time, and that Gardaí have also spoken to her on a number of previous occasions. But as I mentioned, both of those people released without charge, and all searches to date, Gardaí say the results of those searches not being released for operational reasons.
So what's happening today then, Mark?
Well, early this morning, Rachel, Gardaí confirming that a fourth search had been established, or that Gardaí had launched, I should say, a fourth search in connection with the disappearance and murder of the schoolboy. That house in Drogheda will be subjected to a technical and forensic examination over the coming days. Gardaí say the purpose of this search is to discover any evidence which might provide them with information about the whereabouts of the missing schoolboy, who, as I mentioned, would be 8 years old now. Now, it's understood that this search is currently focused on the garden at the rear of the property, and that a mini digger was brought on site early this morning. The search is also expected to take at least 2 days to complete. Now, investigating Gardaí have said that they have received extensive support from the public, but they also took the opportunity today, while confirming that this search had been launched, that they warned against the spread of ill-informed public commentary in relation to their investigation. And they say that speculation and rumours and theories on what may have happened to Kyron is not just causing damage to their investigation, but also hurt to the families involved. And Gardaí today also renewing their appeal for information.
Mark, thank you very much. That was our northeast correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.